Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. We have a lot of exciting things this morning. We have a lot of good news stories, and we know that you're here to hear good news, so we're going to share that with you. And then we're going to tell you about this fabulous cruise we went on. We went on the Taste of Health cruise and met some very cool, unique celebrities. And we want to share that experience with you because it's something that it happens once in a lifetime. I am here with co-host Sherry. Sherry, are you online with me?
I am here. Good morning, everybody. We're so excited to be back. We've had a little hiatus being away on our little vacation and incredible cruise that we're going to tell you more about. So we're going to do a little recap today from the beginning of our shows and bring you a little bit up to speed on what we've been doing. And also, Patty has some great little stories about really great good news things that have been happening all over the world. So we want to share that with you. We want to let you know about some of the great people that we're going to have that we're going to be able to interview the next couple of months. So stay tuned, and we're here for a great show today. We're really glad to be back. Thank you all for your incredible emails, your 5-star ratings, and all your great support. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sherry. Good morning.
Morning.
I am so happy to be back here. For the last 5 or 6 shows, we have covered a topic, and we're going to do a recap on that just to bring you listeners up to speed with what we've done and where we're going. We're also going to talk about the cruise, but before that, I just want to read some clips from good news stories. They're just good, feel-good things that have happened, and I just want to share that with you. So the first one is about an 11-year-old boy who steered a runaway school bus to safety and said he took the wheel because the vehicle was rolling toward a semi. The other children on board during the crash were freaking out and were screaming and hollering, but David Murphy decided he had to do something. So what he did is he took the steering wheel and he brought everybody off the road to safety. Now that's a feel-good story.
That's great to know that somebody would just jump in and do something, you know, when nobody else would. That's really great.
Yeah, he had the courage.
He had the courage to do it. Yeah.
So that's
that, and that's a great start in his life. Imagine what he's going to continue doing.
All right. I hope he gets honored with something for that heroism. The next story is Boeing flyers, first hydrogen-powered plane. Boeing flies first hydrogen-powered plane. The U.S. aircraft giant Boeing claimed a world first flied a manned airplane powered by a hydrogen cell battery, and it was the first time in history of aviation and a breakthrough that could be advocating a greener future for the industry.
That's great to hear. Great. You know, they're working on new things.
Well, that's going to certainly impact the oil industry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
we need that impact for sure.
We do. We have hybrid cars, and now we're going to have, I wonder if they're hybrid airplanes. I hope they go
cool, fast
enough.
Airline tickets would probably, I was going to say they'd go down, but no, they'd go up.
All right. The next story is about the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama discussed recently protests surrounding the Olympic torch. He urged supporters to keep the demonstrations peaceful, defending freedom of speech and supporting China's role as host of the Olympics. His values of compassion, tolerance, empathy, and cooperation are in full view of his press conference video.
Wow. Well, I'm a big Dalai Lama follower, so I'm, you go there, Dalai Lama.
Advocate peace.
Yeah.
We also have DeJuan Hawkins spent 4 months in jail for assault and thought he was destined for a life of street crime. Today, the high school senior is heading for college and writing poetry. What transformed Mr. Hawkins into confident, productive, and compassionate human beings, they say, is the Council for Unity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with the Council of Unity. Are you?
I'm not. I don't know. I know if, I'm familiar with the churches, but I think that it probably is just a group of people that are there to counsel and help and advise teenagers.
Well, if they were able to impact this one person, I'm sure there's something that we all should learn about. So keep that name in mind, and if you're doing some research on the internet, you might want to pull up the Council for Unity. So the next story is interesting. A fifth grader might be smarter than the Smithsonian. A Kalamazoo student was praised after he informed the staff of the National Museum that they had mistakenly used the phrase Precambrian era to describe a unit of time. His teacher back in Michigan had taught him otherwise. So that's a mystery.
Wow. Very cool.
So I don't have the details on that story, but it just shows that somebody who, a fifth grader, you know, he saw that there was a mistake and he had the courage to stand up and say, hey, you're misinforming the, I mean, how many people go to the Smithsonian daily? And that's a record of history. So if he makes that little change, it could just be good for education.
Mm-hmm. We need more of that for sure.
So we have another story, how to be happier. If happiness is the currency of life, the true measure of success, how hefty is your happiness account? There are 7 steps to contentment. How abundant is your contentment? How much happiness can you afford to give? Do you rely on achievement of goals for your joy? There are 7 ways to boost your own levels of happiness and therefore your success.
Well, I'm all for that. I definitely believe that you have to. One of the ways is laughter.
I was going to ask you, which do you think is on the top of the list?
I think laughter, for me, laughter and is one of the top things. I think that there are definite ways to be in joy and happiness. Happiness is a state of being. It's a state of mind. So you can create your state of mind by feeling that joy within, being grateful, and knowing that you are abundant. So that is one of the best stories for me that I've heard. So I don't know what are some of the other tools here. I think that one of the things that I'd like to do is I'd like to be able to talk a little bit about gratitude. I think that, you know, we know that if we come from love and not fear, and we can be the best that we can be, we are in a great place of gratitude. And that's one of the great joys of being happy. Wake up every day, see, you know, be grateful that you have a place to live, be grateful that you're healthy. It's, you know, we can forgive ourselves. We are the creators, and if we can believe, we can achieve. You know, we're incredible human beings, and we have the power to choose our thoughts. We can choose happy thoughts.
Right. Right, but there's being happier, but there's also being content. And I just want to go over the 7 steps. It really makes sense that being happier and being content go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
So the first is, it's not the goal that matters.
It's not the destination. Being in the moment, enjoying the moment and what you're doing.
That's right. The second is, happiness is the measure of success, but struggle is essential too, as a catalyst for our growth. So give yourself a license to be human.
Oh, yes, we have to do that. We can make mistakes and pick ourselves back up and try again.
And forgive ourselves and understand
ourselves.
That we are going to make mistakes and that we are going to feel emotions that may be considered negative emotions, such as anger, things like that. So we're human. We're not perfect, except we are, because everything is in order. The third is, when you feel a touch of depression coming on, the first step is to accept it. Now, we talked about that during one of our shows on acceptance and moving through the pain.
They say acceptance is the key to freedom and happiness. So, yeah, we have to accept our lot in life. We have to accept as we are going through our daily chores and our daily things that we're doing during the day, what's going on. We have to accept all the things that are put in front of us, and it makes it so much easier when you accept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a release that comes from it. Listeners, we want to hear from you, so reach out, pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good story this morning, make us smile on this beautiful Monday morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or even send a question. So we'd love to hear from you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry, bringing this show to you this beautiful Monday morning.
Yeah, so we really would like to hear from you. And I'm very interested in hearing what are the other steps.
Okay, the fourth step is simplifying your life can bring more satisfaction to your day.
Mm-hmm. I believe keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Stay organized. Don't have clutter in your life, so that you can just have a nice flow. And you will have more satisfaction because it won't be a struggle throughout your day. I think we talked about that on the cruise with somebody that we met about cleaning out your purse or organizing your desk, and just keeping your home in order can make a huge difference in your life.
It really is. It's amazing. It really, clean out your closets, clean your kitchen. When you have things, throw things out that you haven't used in a couple of years. When you simplify and you keep it simple and you get rid of all old things, you are giving room for bringing new things in, and it really brings a lot of joy to your life, and you can be lighter. You just feel a lot lighter. I love it.
Okay, the fifth is, does it take a terminal illness to begin to appreciate life? For many people, it does. And we've seen a lot of this, especially on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
We had a recovery panel and people sharing not only the fact that they've recovered from an illness, such as cancer or blood disease, but they've totally changed their lifestyle with their eating habits, exercise, and they were an inspiration to, just they're trying to get the message out. Take life seriously in the fact that you have a body and you need to take care of it and learn as much as you can. Exercise, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Take 20 minutes, break a sweat every day, and that creates a momentum. So we've been doing that ourselves, so we love exercise, more for exercise.
I love exercising. The sixth is try happiness boosters. Happiness boosters. An act of kindness.
Oh, yes. That's great. An act of kindness. Well, you know, we can always be a little kinder to the people around us. You know, if we come from love and not fear, that's another one of our topics that we're going to talk about. Being kind, it doesn't cost anything to be kind. It's just, you know, being nicer to the people that you're around every day. Do something kind that nobody even knows that you're doing. Reach out to somebody. Be there. It's a really easy thing to do. A lot of people make it so difficult that, you know, they're just have these walls up. Be kind.
And this says, if you want to make a big change in your life, try to identify two ideas that you could implement in the meantime to boost your happiness levels for an hour or two each week. So I guess everybody has their own gratification point, and they know what makes them really happy. I mean, for some it may be reaching out to a stranger. For some it may be volunteering to do some work for an organization. So if you really, just think about two ideas that could change your life and make you feel that happiness and do that during the week, it could change your life.
That's a great point, Patty. They say when you do service, you're getting yourself out of yourself and you're helping someone else. And that act alone can turn your life around. I think that those tools that you've mentioned are really powerful. And what you all can do is kind of go back and write them down and have them in front of you so that you can reread them and make note of that. It's a really, really good point, Sapetti. Your steps towards happiness and contentment.
Mm-hmm. And we have one more step. This is number seven. It's how to deal with negative situations. With as little as three breaths, we can reverse a stressful situation. So consider reminding yourself to take three deep breaths whenever you reach a red light or whenever you arrive at your desk or pull your car into your driveway at night. Deep breaths can instantly relax and reduce your stress. And we forget to do that.
We forget. Well, we've been doing a lot of that on our cruise, learning a lot about the breath. Excuse me. We've been doing a lot about the breath and how going into yourself and taking a few minutes to breathe, put your focus on your breath, take your focus off of your mind and your thoughts, and put your thoughts on park and just concentrate on your breathing. That, if you're sitting alone for a few minutes, that you can just take some big, deep breaths and go into real nice relaxation mode. And you come through that, you'll be able to go on to your next thing that you're doing. If you're having a busy day and you want to stop in the middle of it before you go on to your evening, it's a great way to take a few minutes to relax. And we do forget to do that.
Mm-hmm. It also says keeping a gratitude journal can help diffuse the day's stress. And I know a few people who do this, record in the journal a list of five things, no matter how big or small, that you are thankful for every night.
Well, I advocate that all the time. I always say write 10 things down that you're grateful for. And and actually look at it every night, rewrite it every night, add something more to it. Being grateful takes you out of yourself. It's really a very powerful thing. We can never be grateful enough. And I always say, wake up in the morning, first thing, put your feet on the floor and start saying thank you, and be grateful for all the things that you have, and mention what you have. you know, don't not be direct and specific. So that's a great tool. I love that's one of my favorites.
It says, and finally, remember to choose to focus on the positive of each day. Positive people look not only at the trouble, but also at the positive in a situation.
Well, there it goes. I mean, that's everything that we're talking about. there's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Listeners, we want to hear from you, so reach out and pick up the phone. Call us, tell us a good story, and make us smile on this beautiful Monday morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. You also have the option of chatting with us, so you could log in and start a chat. And what we'll do is we'll read it over the airwaves just for you and our listeners. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am here with co-host Sherry, bringing the show to you to share good news stories today.
Good morning, listeners, and good morning, Patty. And we are going to talk a little bit also about our cruise and tell you a little bit about some of the great people that we've met. So we have a yogi. His name is Yogi Amit Dasan. He is a world-renowned yoga master. He is a seminar leader and author in the field of yoga and meditation and holistic living. He is one of the first to introduce yoga to this country. He began teaching in 1960 and is the founder of one of the largest yoga groups and health centers in America. He is the author of 6 books and 45 CDs. He is also the originator of Kapali Yoga and Amit Yoga, which is practiced and taught by thousands of practitioners in 33 countries. He is going to be talking with us, and we're very, very excited to have him. So he also has a place where it's relax, rejuvenate, and renew yourself at the Amit Yoga Institute. So we are looking forward to that.
So tell me a little about your experience with him. I know we went to a workshop, I think every day on the cruise with him, and he brought us into meditation and explained his yoga. What was your experience with that type of yoga in comparison to other yogas you've done?
Well, this particular was more about your being focusing and being present. It was in the yoga. You know, if you're doing the rituals of yoga, which is a different form, he incorporates his form of yoga into the rituals of the mat yoga classes. But his form was more of a inner growth and inner, it was bringing the two of them together, bringing your inner growth and your practicing aliveness and your being present in the moment with your yoga.
So it tied in it was yoga for the spirit and body as opposed to just doing exercises. It really connected the spirit, which ties into emotions and thoughts. And so it wasn't like your typical yoga where you go to a class and it's a physical type of exercise and then you leave. This is something you take with you because it's almost a discipline of the mind and emotion and thought.
Right. It's more of a discipline of the mind. And we're going to go over a few things in the coming weeks of things that we have gone through in his classes before we even speak with him, because we're going to recap a little bit in the future some of the experiences that we've had. Right now, we just want to let you know what's in store. We did meet some people from the Cushy Institute. It's the way to health.
That's a great place. Mm-hmm.
It's the natural power of natural healing. It was really amazing. I mean, two Cushy Institute remarkable recoveries were seen on the national TV show, The Incurables. Judy McKinney, stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Megan Pagman, a disfiguring and painful lupus, like connective tissue disease. So we heard at least 10 or more incredible stories of people that have healed themselves through changing their lifestyle and changing their eating. So we're going to have a lot more on that.
Apparently, that institute has the key to healing and health, which is not the traditional medical route. It's non-invasive. It's just a shift in your lifestyle and can aid in healing your body.
If the things doctors don't tell you about, you can go there. You can learn how to reduce pain, achieve weight loss, increase vitality and endurance, experience more joy, strengthen natural immunity, improve digestion, balance hormones, and much more. So we're very excited to be bringing you some of this information. And get ready, because you're going to need pen and paper for this one.
And they are located in the United States.
Yes, they are. They are actually...
Was it in up in Virginia? Or?
Yes, I believe they are. They're in a very beautiful, actually, they're from, it's from Boston. They're right near, right in Boston.
Yeah, I knew it was on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Northeast, yeah. Incredible people. The power of knowledge that they have is, not only are people going there for simple things like, well, weight loss, and that compared to cancer is a simple thing, but
right.
People do go there for if they have cancer and for recovery of severe terminal illness, where they're given weeks to live. They're going there and learning how to add longevity to their life, adding 5, 10, 15 years. One person added, I think, 20 years to his life after he was diagnosed with cancer and given only a few months to live. So they have some secrets. Everybody likes secrets. So we'll talk more about that at within the next couple of months. Who else did we meet?
We met Lino Sanchez. He says his own favorable experience with macrobiotics opened up his eyes to the accumulating evidence that a whole grain and leafy vegetable and bean diet can often prevent, arrest, and even more reversibly reverse deadly degenerative diseases such as cancer, coronary, heart attacks, and strokes.
Mm-hmm. This guy was incredible. Every time I saw him, he's about 6'9"?
Yeah.
And on top of that, he'd wear this hat. So every time we went into the dining area or on the top of the ship, when I saw the hat, I knew that was Lino. And he just enjoys life.
He does.
What a great guy.
Yeah, and he is one of the creators of laughter therapy. So we're going to hear more about that from him. For many years, the macrobiotic diet is a part of a healthy way of life. Other people credit the macrobiotic diet with profound healing and life-threatening diseases. Still others achieve greater vitality, clearer thinking, self-development, enhanced beauty, fitness, and weight control after adapting to the macrobiotic diet and lifestyle, which is, it's it's quite different from what we're used to, so we're going to hear a lot more about that. It certainly opened up our eyes to really being able to taste food and to make some life changes. It was said here by Sherry Rogers, who's an MD, what's the best thing that can happen on a macrobiotics? Obviously, you have a strong chance of clearing conditions that have resisted many of the therapies and have been termed incurable. You may arrive at a new level of health that you have never dreamed possible. Mm-hmm. So with things like that, I mean, how can you not? Once you know the difference and once you know what's a healthy way of living, how can you not do it if it's going to enhance your health and your lifestyle?
And your lifestyle. I mean, Dr. Sherry Rogers was another incredible being. She has insight and that people just, you don't hear about the things that they know, and they're proven scientifically. So she was also on the cruise, and we sat in a couple of her workshops. Leno branches off not only from the macrobiotic diet, but he does have the laughter therapy. He also has the shiatsu on yourself. So you actually are doing things to your body, beating on certain places, and it acts in a way of acupuncture shiatsu. And it's a way of healing yourself, and it was that was a fun workshop. Everybody was just beating on themselves. So he does branch off into a well-rounded approach to a happy and healthy lifestyle, from diet to emotion, laughter, and healing techniques like the shiatsu. Now, the next person we're going to talk about is just a fabulous woman, and I feel so grateful to just have a week with her on the cruise and sit in her workshops, and we're talking about Mary Lou Henner.
Mary Lou, her last book out is called Wear Your Life Well, and she is going to be on many talk shows. You're going to see her all over the place because her book is coming out. It came out this past week, and we were lucky enough to be the first to see her new book. So be aware that you're going to be seeing her. Listen to what she has to say wherever you see her. She also has a book called The 30-Day Total Health Makeover, which is really an incredible book. And, you know, Mary Lou says, I wanted to provide you with all the information that you would need to make some real changes in your life. Now that you have the information, you can't choose not to know anymore. You can't pretend you haven't been told about the evils of dairy, the benefits of good food combining, or the difference between floaters and sinkers. She is giving us a 30-day sample menu and easy-to-follow recipes, and I know that we have lots of questions for her, and we're going to be interviewing Mary Lou in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned, and let us definitely let you know about that. One of the things I have here is there's 7 steps to strengthening health. And it's one of them is take time for your meals every day. Sit down, you know, stop, you know, eat at a, when you're conscious of eating, and allow adequate time for your meals. Eat slowly and chew, which is like the biggest thing that we learned while we were away. Chewing your food, mm-hmm. 50 times, 100 times. You'd be amazed when you start chewing how different the food starts tasting.
I know. It was funny to, I've never been so aware of people chewing, but here we are with hundreds of people, and everybody is chewing and chewing and chewing, and the waiters kept coming up to us saying, are you finished?
Not it was like, can't you see I'm chewing? Not much time for talking.
I know. They wanted to take our plates away, and people start a conversation, and it's like it really just bringing the attention to chewing, which is where the enzymes are needed to start the breakdown of food. That's like the number one step to proper digestion. And so that was just funny. I've never been so focused on people chewing and watching their mouths.
I know, and especially coming back into the real world now and trying to incorporate chewing and, you know, taking time for your food to digest.
Yeah.
20 minutes, it takes about 20 minutes for the food to go down till you realize that you're full. And then, you know, usually we're eating, we're done in 5 or 10 minutes, and we think we're hungry. So then we eat bigger portions, and we're really full if we just take our time, digest our food,
and
chew.
Right, and now that we're back in the real world, it's like I watch people eat in restaurants, and they're not chewing. I just want to run over to them and say, "You're not chewing your food."
I know. It also says, you know, stop eating 3 hours before bedtime. And that's also a very good, important tool. Not, you know, not always the easiest thing to do before we went on our cruise, because, you know, you tend to want to eat before you go to sleep, and there you are laying in bed going to sleep, and your food is not digested. So it's just being mindful, you know, when you eat and stop 3 hours before bedtime, you're really giving yourself a chance to digest more.
And that's a difficult one because people are busy, especially here in America. People are busy, they're working, it's like they put the eating dinner secondary because if they work 9 to 5, they have errands to run, they have to get everything done, and then they eat, and then they crash in bed. So that's hard. Now, on the cruise, dinner time was 5:45.
And we thought that was early, and it ended up that it was really, we were finished about 7, between 7 and 7:30, and that's really a perfect time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt the difference.
Yeah.
But now that we're back in the real world, I noticed that I was having dinner at 8 o'clock at night, 8:30, and, you know, just couldn't help it. So that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. But also, you know, they say rise early and get to sleep before midnight. So it's very important to have a good night's sleep.
That's right. And getting up early, that's why we bring this good news show at 6 a.m.
Right. It's a beautiful way to wake up. And then keep your meal times regular. Try to basically eat around the same times each day, and that you get your body used to a regular meal time.
Mm-hmm. Structure and organization.
So that's some really, you know, some good things. And we're going to continue giving you more tips. Every week in the future, we're going to give you different Mary Lou tips that we've heard also, because she has lots of different information, lots of great tips, and we're going to bring a little bit of Mary Lou time and donate a segment to some of the different tips that we've heard from her.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to let you know a little bit about, you know, some of the past shows that we've had. It's
have 6 minutes remaining, so why don't we cut to that?
Yeah, we want to remind you to know that thoughts become things, and forgive yourself, and that we are the creators, and if we believe, we can achieve. And we are the power of our emotions, you know. It's because our emotions determine the quality of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, give yourself a tune-up. You know, all day long, start talking back to your negative self. You know, if you're starting to talk negative, recharge that and change the channel. In the morning when you get up, we need to set our mind in the right directions. And we know that we have choices. We are in, incredible, powerful people. And we start our day with gratitude. We can reprogram ourselves with positive thought. We don't have to allow the negative to take over our lives. So if there's only one prayer that we say every day in our entire life, thank you, will be enough. So that's, you know, I know I wake up in the morning and that's the first thing I do. I'm incredibly grateful and thankful for the wonderful life I have. And even for our challenges, sometimes we are wanting to have certain things in our life and we don't have them yet. We can be grateful for what we don't have yet because it gives us something to be hopeful for. We have to always stay in a attitude of gratitude. It's probably the greatest gift that we can receive. And, you know, whatever happens, there is gratitude. It can come from the core of all our experiences. So I wanted to talk about a little bit about faith. Where there is faith, there is love. And where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is God. And where there is God, there is bliss. So before I forget and before we end the show, I want to say that our motto for every show is live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. So
very nice.
We want to make sure that we say that at every show because we live it, we feel it, and we believe it. And, you know, keep your dreams alive. Understand that, you know, you can achieve anything, and it requires faith. You can believe in yourself, have your vision, and do the work. You have to do the footwork, and then let the rest go and let the rest happen. Faith is what miracles are made of. And when we can let go, we can have it all.
Well, thank you, Sherry, for the recap. And I just want your listeners to know that we will have some fabulous interviews within the next couple of months. So please check the message board on our website, blogtalkradio.com/goodnewsshow. And stay tuned because there are interviews that I know you'll enjoy, and you should be there, listen to what we're bringing to you. I want to thank you for being here this morning and listening to the Good News Show. And we are out of time. I hate to say that, but we are out of time.
Time has gone by so fast today. I really enjoyed being here, and we are looking forward to more.
And we hope you've enjoyed the show. We're signing off, and stay tuned for our next show Monday morning, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, listeners.
Bye.
We love you.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.